Test the mic. Testing the mic. Why did I close the browser? I had the top list. Well, you want to start with your Nirvana or that song?
Well, what's your favorite Nirvana song? What's your favorite Nirvana song?
My favorite Nirvana song. No, that one's too mainstream. Woohoo! That's my favorite. Well, really, what other Nirvana songs do you know? Like, none. Enough to sing.
None. I don't know anything.
What about the one, wasn't there the one on Rock Band or Guitar Hero that we played a lot?
I don't remember it. Is it the one that sounds like...
Oh, he's the one who let me...
I didn't know that was them.
But their sound is so unique and iconic. How can you not recognize it as Nirvana?
Do you ever get the Beatles? Like, what? Did you... What were we talking about?
Okay, here we go. All
right.
Well, so, just in case that was a glitch, welcome to Canada Think Podcast number 75.
What's your favorite Nirvana song?
What's your favorite Nirvana song?
No, we just had a weird glitch. You probably didn't notice anything. So, we don't know where we just left off, where we got cut off.
Sorry about that.
So, we got the Star Wars Blu-rays.
No, we didn't.
And we were talking about our favorite changes.
Well, I was saying Phil should get them because he's so far away from the original already, which I own and love to death because it's been untouched.
I saw this guy at work, and he buys like every version of all these movies. Yeah. He's got like 6 copies of Lord of the Rings or something. And I was like, oh, I don't have the Star Wars Blu-rays. And then I almost felt like buying it just from him saying, just get it, it looks better. Okay, I guess I will get it.
He's a good salesman. Yeah. Or Phil's very gullible.
Yeah, if you ever want to sell me something, just get it. Looks better.
Just get it, it looks better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I can see that argument. So if you ever get married, and someone's like, hey, Phil, get a new wife. She looks better. Phil's like, well, all right. Yeah. I can understand that. It's not too much money. But so you didn't get them though?
No.
But you think you'll get them in the future? Or no?
Yes.
Yes.
If they ever get really cheap, like $20.
Oh, okay. Buy it. Yeah. Probably I'd probably do that too.
Yeah.
Well, how come it's not in 3D, Phil?
It will be in 3D.
Oh, like next year. And then they'll release it again in 3D.
Yeah.
And then will you buy that one?
No.
What if by then you have a 3D TV?
Well, I still have to wear glasses with it.
That's okay.
If they put it on 3DS,
then you'll buy it. Yeah. On the eShop.
Yeah. Was it Nintendo Video?
Yeah, Nintendo Video Channel.
I only have a music video right now.
I gave up on that show.
Did you delete it?
I think it's still there, but I don't use it.
They just gave me a music video, and it's like some guy singing next to his car.
I downloaded Mario Bros. Since I was one of those suckers the 3DS.
I was trying to look for it. Like, where did you get Super Mario Brothers? Oh. I forgot about that
it's part
ambassador
of the
thing.
The package to say, I'm sorry that you spent more money.
So did they give the rest of the games, or is it like one at a time?
I think it was all the NES games are available now. I don't know if the GBA ones are. I don't think those are yet.
So what else was there? Like Excitebike?
Frogger? Like Balloon Fight? Legend of Zelda,
Dodgeball,
Super
Dodgeball,
Modgeball,
Battletoads,
the game Dragon. Where Jabba walks in and like hugs Han Solo, and the game where the puppet sings that bad song, the puppet with the nose.
Yeah,
all those games, you know.
They should update Super Star Wars with all these changes,
so
they're in line with the movies. Like, I want to go through the level where I talk to Jabba the Hutt and walk on his tail.
No, those games were so hard. Riding a stupid Tauntaun and stuff, and the Tauntaun would keep dying. And then you're just like, yeah. Ah!
I just killed the Tauntaun and went without it.
Why?
Because I was in god mode.
Oh, I see. You weren't legit.
No, I beat Darth Vader really quickly.
Well, I wasn't legit for episode one game where I just pushed Darth Maul into the pit.
That game was awesome.
That's how it should have been in the movie, too.
I know.
But anyway, what are we talking
about?
That
was Star Wars.
That was Star Wars. That was our intro topic. Totally improvised.
So we released a video a month ago.
We what?
We released a video a month ago.
Oh, yes, we did.
Called Birth Month Video 2011.
Birth Month Video 2011.
So what do you think of that one?
I forget what happens in it.
We meet the wizard, and he creates the birth month. So you see what really happened.
Yeah.
That wasn't a reenactment. We just found some old archival footage.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the people who have no idea what Multimedia Workshop is.
Wait, what?
For what? Oh. Because, like, the 10 like, whenever we, or even the last year when we did the Dance Masters one.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that one, well.
But that was still funny.
That
though.
One you can still.
This one enjoy. Is just lame.
This one is just like, what are they doing? What are they talking about?
Why would you go through an entrance to Birth Month?
It's almost like this was a video made for me and Phil.
It was.
And maybe Chris, if he's seen that one.
That portion was just for us. I just saw that. We have to parody this.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, it wasn't a very good parody.
It was a good parody. Like, there's just not much
what
to do
is,
with it.
What does check out my new Xbox game have to do with anything?
Never use the West entrance. Always use the West entrance.
We had a couple other ones. There was the one like bring your lunch on Thursday.
I think we recorded most of them. Why didn't
we? No, we recorded the audio. We videotaped like four or five.
Yeah, it's true.
And I don't remember the other one we used.
Don't
ever leave the birth month.
Yeah. What was a good part? What part did you like of the birth?
People like the unboxing video.
Oh yeah, yeah, I like that. That was fun.
That's the one everyone brings up because I don't think anyone cares about the wizard and nobody understands the other part. And then the rest of it is just greetings and the rap.
Oh, and Shogeki.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
That was a little weird too. So two kind of departures from what we usually do, but they were fun. Doing the unboxing one was fun. It was hard not to laugh.
Yeah,
because he's doing those voices all the time.
And here's the box.
This is the box. And how does both sound like that? That was because that was from an unboxing video I watched a really long time ago about this laptop or something I wanted to buy, and the guy sounded like that. So I was like, that's really good. And then from then on, I always thought that unboxing people sound stupid, so it's like, that's a good voice to use.
Richard, and she's just
wait,
like...
Wait, hold on. Our recording stopped.
And she's just
wait,
like...
Wait, hold on. Our recording stopped.
So, Batman? What are we talking about?
You're talking about Phil, Richard's
Oh, girlfriend. Yeah, she just walked in. She's like, what are they doing?
Unboxing a can.
Yeah.
That comes with manuals and cords.
So, I don't know if people actually, in secret, the day we put that video up, I created the actual unboxing video, Unboxers 4521 channel. There's a few videos there. You can, check out our process, how they do that. And you can see the extended, unedited version of Unboxers.
Awesome. If we ever, you know, run out of ideas, that's what we'll do. We'll just run that channel, like, legitimately. Like, that'll be our... We'll just talk like that
all the time. We'll become YouTube gurus.
Yeah.
And we'll monetize on everything.
Yeah. All original music for unboxing videos.
Yeah. We would unbox, like,
Unbox Frasier DVDs. And what else? Shoes. And craft dinner.
And wrapping paper.
Yeah.
I was at a dollar store a while ago.
Yeah.
Me and Richard were going for a shoot, but we had like 3 hours to kill.
Yeah.
So we spent about an hour in a dollar store walking around. I was so tempted to buy all this junk, like $1 earphones, $1 USB cable.
Those could be like prizes for contests.
Yeah, I don't know. I ended up buying this one of those portable fans. Oh yeah. And it's so loud. It's like
that's awesome. You should like stick that in your computer. Keep it cool.
It would make the computer louder.
Do you remember one year in school when Michelle made one, or Robbie made one or something, and there was like a toilet paper roll with like a battery and like a half broken fan, and like the battery had a wire connecting the battery to the fan, and it would make the fan go?
No.
That was cool. That's what learning is about.
That's like Mythbusters.
Yeah. Can you make a fan out of a broken fan and a battery?
I heard this myth about a guy named Robbie who made a fan out of a toilet paper roll.
Busted.
Busted. Based on our historical research, they go out to like the desert to test it behind their plexiglass. Like, be careful when you're doing this. Don't try it at home, guys. We got professionals here. Paramedics are off to the side waiting just in case someone gets hurt.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I like that show a lot, but I hate when those you know, the three people who are off on their own, like with the Chinese guy.
Yeah, the non-main
the way they talk, it's like really scripted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so annoying.
Like, yeah, that's a really good idea, Phil.
Well, I could rig this up to the connector of the positive side. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Good stuff.
Yep.
What else we got, Phil?
We still have to release Delivery.
Delivery!
I asked you to do some music.
What to do, though.
No, I just said do anything.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's easier.
I put it there.
You said do anything?
Do anything, but just don't make it like the bouncy, happy music we always have.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be happy, but...
Okay. Sorry, I forgot, or I didn't realize that you said that.
I started writing a bit, but awesome. I forgot. I didn't have time to do more.
Time.
It was kind of jazzy.
Yeah?
Because I was listening Prince? To some jazz. No.
We should do something Prince-inspired.
No, cut that out.
Cut what out?
We can't say that here.
Oh.
That's like a spoiler for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Just bleep it out.
Bleep!
So something's at the end of that movie. But,
yeah.
You don't know what.
It's a surprise. No, it's not at the end.
Huh?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Sorry. Let me, yeah, I'm sick, by the way. So my mind isn't working so well right now.
I'm allergy.
Oh, have your allergies been bad this year?
Yeah.
My allergies have been terrible. And everyone I know who has allergies, or ragweed, I think it is, it's been really bad this year. What do you take?
Allegra.
And it works for you?
Mostly.
Sometimes I take things and it's like, oh, this is working really well. The next day I'll take it and I'm like, ah! I'm just leaking out of my face all day forever. Like, how could it be so... Whatever. Anyway, that's allergies.
So, delivery's gonna come sometime.
Yeah.
I want to do a Halloween video, though.
Halloween video.
Or Thanksgiving video.
Thanksgiving video.
So we'll see.
Pop-up video. So
we haven't done any...
holiday-related videos.
Yeah, in a while.
What about Remembrance Day video?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't really make that funny. What would that be about?
See, that would be the challenge. How do you make a comedy about Remembrance Day? Or for you Americans, like Veterans Day. Or
they have a comedy Memorial about Day. Cancer. That movie 50-50 that's out right now.
Well, there you go. Who's in that? Like, Seth Rogen. Paul Judd and Rocky Sucklefakis. And, all those
guys. Yeah, pretty much same people.
Yeah, man, pretty much.
It's like there's like this is comedies nowadays. There's like this group of stars, comedy stars, and then there's like little guest appearances by people from The Office.
Yeah, and then from the guys who brought you
Superbad,
Bridesmaids, or
Bridesmaids.
You know,
is that like in the gay weddings what the bridesmaids are called? Bridesmaids.
I think so. Oh man.
You be my gate of honor.
What's the last comedy movie you saw?
Like in theaters?
I guess.
I think I saw Ladies Man. I don't know. I remember something about that.
Okay.
But that was like 2001 or something. I don't know.
For me, it might have been like Shanghai Noon or something.
That's action comedy. Pure comedy.
Pure comedy? Maybe Austin Powers 3? The Goldmember one? I don't know. How long ago was that? That was probably still like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Does Clerks count?
Oh, Clerks 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Clerks 2.
Yeah. Okay. Or Fanboys?
Is that sort comedy? Of? I guess so. Okay. Fanboys.
It had Seth Mann in it.
It didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks. That guy's gonna be awesome.
There you go. So, apparently we don't like comedy movies that much.
No, we don't. But you know what was very funny that I saw recently?
Thor?
No. But I did watch Thor recently.
Oh, me too.
I bought the Blu-ray.
Oh, did you like the Blu-ray?
I did like the Blu-ray.
Well, that's very nice.
It's very slim on the special features, but
oh,
I don't really care about special
features. But it looks good, right?
Yeah, it looks very good.
Cool.
I also bought X-Men First Class.
Oh, cool.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I liked that movie.
That had,
Hugh Jackman as the X-Men. Yeah. Starring Hugh Jackman and Seth Rogen.
As the X-Men. Seth Rogen was Professor X.
And
Hugh Jackman was Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Well, how do you feel about Kevin Bacon, Phil?
I don't honestly mind him. I've only seen like 2 or 3 movies with him, though.
But they always say, you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon because he's in everything. But you've only seen 2 or 3 things with him in it?
Yeah. Okay, X-Men, Apollo 13. I was going to say Apollo
Creed. Apollo Creed. I knew you were going to almost say that.
Apollo 13. And that might be it, actually.
Now that I think about it, yeah. I don't remember seeing a lot of movies with him in it.
You've never seen Footloose?
No, I haven't, actually.
It's on Blu-ray now.
Oh, did you buy it?
No.
Oh. What else is he in? Hollow Man.
Okay.
That's a real movie. He was an invisible guy or something. And he, like, killed people.
I remember that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like The Invisible Man, but updated.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's a good book. You should read that. H.G. Wells.
Yeah, I read that a long time ago, I think.
Me too.
How was your library book that you took out last time? With, like, the 80s people on stairs.
Oh, what was it called? Stairway to Nowhere or something? I didn't read it.
Oh, why?
Because I had no time. I was like, I'm already reading 2 other books. I know I'm not going to get to this.
Wow.
So I just returned it.
Okay, I'm going to buy you a copy for your birthday.
Well, I don't know what it was really called.
Well, I'm going to find out.
It's called House of Stairs.
Oh, okay.
I just read the premise, and there's, like, these people go into, they go into some house, and there's, like, a cube there, and the cube is, like, a game or something, and it makes everything, like, you go on all these stairs, and they lead to nowhere, but they're trying to get back to the cube or something. It's supposed to be, like, suspense thriller.
That sounds good to me.
These kids trying to get out of a house of stairs. But, yeah. So that was House of Stairs.
How many G's for the premise of House of Stairs?
3 out of 5 G's.
Awesome, awesome. I'll give it a 5 out of 5 G's. Never seen anything like that before.
So what's next on our topic list?
Oh,
don't put your used Kleenex on the Frasier DVDs.
I'm sorry,
Frasier. I'm going to bring those home and like rub them on my face.
That's true. Don't worry, I'm not contagious anymore.
Frasier.
That's what Phil does with his DVD collection.
I was hoping when they got to season 2,
yeah,
that they would explain like why he cut his hair. Because there was an episode where they did a flashback to like a time in the first season or before that.
Yeah.
And he didn't have
the hair. Oh, he didn't have the hair, yeah.
I was like, it's so obvious. This wasn't really a flashback. He just filmed it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what's good. When you get to the last season, there's a episode where they do flashbacks to like all the years, and then Frasier wears this really bad wig, like to make him look like he has a long hair still, and like Daphne and Roz also have bad wigs. It's good.
Awesome. I like how in these pictures on the DVD sets, like each one, they make Daphne look more and more like she's walking the streets. It's yeah. True. Look at them.
Progression.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite season so far?
Season 2?
That was a good season.
I don't remember what happens.
That's Miles the one with the boss lady at KACL. Oh,
okay, I didn't really like her.
Me neither. I don't like her voice.
Yeah, she's annoying. Kate Costas.
Played by Mercedes
Benz.
how's the car club going?
We shot some stuff.
Yeah.
For this company called Vossen Wheels.
Cool.
And they liked it. So maybe we'll get some jobs with them in the future.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
How's the house business?
Pretty good. I just got paid today.
Nice.
From my other job, too.
Nice.
Nice.
Are you going to quit Best Buy soon? Or are you going to...
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to quit before holidays.
No, I need the money right now. Because I can't start another job yet.
Toys R Us.
No.
Madras Dosa Hut.
Yes.
No one knows what we're talking about. You could be the guy on the answering machine. When you call it... Madras Dosa Hut. We're not being racist. That's the song that plays when you call it a restaurant. No, we are
being racist.
No! That's bad. Because that's how it sounds.
That's bad. My name is not Phil. My name is Nathaniel. And I was being racist.
Dominic.
Hey, welcome to the Nathaniel and Dominic show, where we talk about all our favorite card tricks.
You know what? I don't think you could pass for Nathaniel.
I think I could. I brought Nathaniel because I was just thinking about how if I ever got into trouble somewhere and they needed to take my name, I would tell them my name is Nathaniel.
I wouldn't believe you. I would believe you if you said your name was Steve.
I thought about this a lot. I thought I could pass as a Nathaniel.
Well, you're too inside your own mind. You need to think about what other people will think.
Well, I was thinking about like Filipino people, and I think a Filipino guy could pass as a Nathaniel.
Maybe. I don't know. I say Steve. I think you're more of a Steve.
I think Steve is too like Irish.
No, I think you could be a Steve. Or a Steven.
See, I would be Nathaniel de la Cruz. What would your fake name be?
Dominic. Can I pass for Dominic?
No.
Paul Wong.
Nobody gets that, and I'm never going to explain it.
But yes, my alternate identity is Paul Wong. It's a secret why that is. Maybe someday you'll find out.
I think we have talked about that before.
Probably. But you would have to go digging if you want to find
out. Nathaniel De La Cruz and Paul Wong.
Paul Wong podcast.
Cruising the streets for all the babes. What's next on the topic list?
Upcoming Generation Asthma album.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. When's that coming? What have you done? Where is it?
I have no time for anything. I've been working on like one song here and there, but really this month has been...
Give us a sample of this song.
A boom, 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 boom. There you go. What genre do you think that is, Phil?
I think that's a dubstep.
Very nice. That's actually true.
Okay, just imagine, sing that beat again.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. That's good.
Dubstep, there you go. If you take any song and you just put, boom, 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 it's dubstep.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, Fan Expo.
We went to Fan Expo. I barely went to Fan Expo.
Here's what happened. Me and Chris went the first couple of... It was 4 days this year. Me and Chris went the first couple of days. That was cool. Saturday came along. That was a weird day because I had to take off to go to a baptism. And I ended up staying a bit longer than I expected. And then when I got back, like, I couldn't find anybody. I told Derek before I left, I said, I'll call you when I get back. So I try calling him, and then he's like, yeah, I already left. Like, what? So then, he says, contact Chris. So I contact Chris, and he's like, yeah, my phone was dying, so I left. Okay.
Oh, he left, like, Fan Expo?
Yeah. Oh. He said, I'll meet you tomorrow, because my phone was dying.
I offered him my phone, but he didn't take it.
Yeah, I guess he figured if I tried to contact him, then we would have a hard time finding each other.
Oh, okay.
And then,
and Chris wasn't even there for the first... Or he was there, or he was...
He was...
We couldn't find him or something.
He came a little late. There was a, like, a shuttle, you know, a subway problem or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And, so I stuck around. I stuck around for a while. That was cool. Yeah. I do stuff.
What was the highlight for you?
Well, I missed out Tommy Tallarico.
Oh.
It turns out I read on his Facebook page later, because I waited outside where his room was and I could hear him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're almost done. I guess I missed it all. So I left. And then on his Facebook page, he's like, Fan Expo was awesome. We went over, sorry for everyone, we went overtime. But I was out in the hallway for like half an hour afterwards taking questions and doing autographs. Like, oh, I went downstairs and I missed it. And then I actually saw him the next day, and I didn't double take, but he was too far after that, so.
Oh, and how about your encounter with Victor Lucas in the washroom?
Oh, yeah. I went to the washroom, and you know how sometimes someone else is leaving the washroom, and you're trying to get around each other? I did that with Victor Lucas.
Awesome. How many people can say that?
Nobody. Tommy Tallarico?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
They would probably stop and shake hands. Be like, hey, yeah. How are you doing?
Hope you watched. So, what did you guys do after I left?
What did we do? When did you leave?
Like 3 o'clock or something.
What were we doing? 2:30
or 2. I don't know. Well, we just got out of that panel, those panels, right?
Oh, we got out of our panels and then we kind of separated from there?
Well, I think you and Chris went for lunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to eat lunch. And after that, I was just like, okay, bye.
That's a huge waste of money.
No, it wasn't so bad. Because it was fun while we were there, but I don't know.
I think,
as usual, or not as usual, but I don't know. It just, I don't know.
I met the guy who played Leech
in
X-Men
awesome.
Cartoon. He was really nice.
Well, what was he like?
He's a short guy, bald, glasses. Apparently he's a really big voice director in Toronto.
Did he wear a toque and steal oranges from you?
No.
Don't hurt Leech! Leech just won oranges! I like the panel that we went to, with the Walking Dead guy. It's pretty cool. He drew a zombie. And nice. Then after that, we were like, hey, let's check out Walking Dead. And then I read the first one, and it was okay.
Cool.
And I was like, oh, yeah, he does use flies in every single picture. Because he was like that. He was like, I like to add flies. It kind of makes them look, you know, more like they're decomposing and stuff. I'm like, that's a good idea. And it's like, every page, every zombie has flies on them.
Now everybody will notice that and get really annoyed.
And they're like, man.
Please stop putting the flies
do
in.
Do something other than flies. But no, he's good art and stuff. I don't know. Did you watch this show?
No. I don't like zombies. I don't care about that.
I don't care too much about zombies usually either. But, yeah.
I saw a little bit of The Walking Dead TV show. But there was, like, nothing going on. The guy just was, like, walking. Yeah. And
was he dead?
No. Then there was nobody around. And then I was like, I'm changing the channel.
Well, you gave it a chance.
I always, recently I've been seeing a lot of No Country for Old Men on TV.
I remember that.
Like, every day it's on. Like, twice a day.
Did you ever watch it?
No, because I want to watch the whole thing, so I always stop after a couple minutes because I don't want to spoil it all.
Oh, okay.
I've seen like maybe half an hour in bits and pieces.
If you go watch it, let me know what you think about the ending.
There's like it feels like nothing's going on in that movie because they're just this guy like walking around and killing people, and nobody says anything. He's just walking, and then there's the guy with the mustache who's like walking too, and then they drive.
Well, that's kind of the gist of it.
stay still.
That is a cool prop.
Hey, what's this? What's this all about? What's this all about? Stay still. Good scene.
That is a good scene.
But it's all spoiled. Did he have a silencer on his shotgun?
The
guy with the funny
hair. The creepy guy?
Yeah.
I don't think he has a shotgun.
No, not that scene, but just I saw another scene today where he went into a hotel room.
It just sounds like
sounds like a laser gun.
Yeah, I know. I guess so.
I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen that
either. Yeah, but that was.
How does the round? Because that bursts, right? How does that work?
I don't know.
You'll have to ask him. Where's Clint Eastwood when you need him?
Or Tom Clancy?
Or who's that gun advocate? The actor who's in Ben-Hur.
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. Oh, he's dead though.
You can still ask him.
Sorry, Charlton.
No offense.
What were we talking about? Fan Expo. Well, I got my... you haven't seen it yet. The Zordon in a fishbowl.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't as good as I was expecting, but it's fine. Thank you, Megan Carter, for making that.
You gonna track her down again next year?
Yeah. She actually remembered me from the past year, because I went up to her. I was like, I don't know if last year I got a weird commission from you. She's like, oh, Wolverine in a salad. Yeah. So I got another weird one.
Awesome.
And she didn't give me back my reference card.
Oh.
I gave her a card so she can draw the Power Rangers. And I didn't get it back. I forgot. Whatever.
That's too bad. And Street Passes. That was awesome.
How many did you get?
70? 60?
That's a lot for one day.
That was a lot for... I guess Saturday's the busiest day.
Yeah, because throughout the 4 days, I probably maybe got like 150 or something.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I finished all the puzzles. That was sweet. Woo!
I still have a lot of puzzles to finish. All right, what's next? Or do you have anything else to say about Fan Expo? How's the baptism?
That's cool.
Did you get any autographs?
Yeah, but the baby.
The baby. Okay,
Adventures in Schooling. So we both went back to school.
Yeah.
How's that been?
Because we never want to leave school, apparently.
What are you doing?
I'm doing...
Tell me about this education learning.
But you did it too.
I did it differently.
Mine is... I'm learning to teach in the primary junior division, which is like kindergarten to grade 6 or 7.
Do you have those dumb classes like I had to take a popular culture class?
No, actually. All my classes are pretty... I would say, actually, of my classes, only one of them is like stupid and useless. The other ones, most of the time, they're pretty good. The professors are pretty good and stuff. And, learning a lot about whatever, curriculum... teaching stuff, blah blah blah. It's okay.
Do you have to take the subject courses, like how to teach math,
math and language? Yeah.
Those are horrible. How to teach history? You should let's all make a rubric together. Okay, so just think about what you're asking them to do. In knowledge, you'll have like all these things, and in understanding, you'll have like all these things.
That's a good voice too.
Nobody who taught me sounded like that, but
oh, that's too bad. That would have made the class awesome.
Yeah.
When I go to teach, I'm going to sound like that.
Hello, boys and girls. I am Joshua. How are you doing? Let's make a rubric together.
You know what? I'm a teacher by degree. You're a teacher in learning.
Yep.
You're listening to the most educational podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
If you're not learning anything right now, we're not doing our jobs.
Yeah. It's so far it's been a lot of work, but not hard work. That's the thing. Work isn't very hard. It's just a lot of it. A lot of... blah blah blah.
I never really had a lot of work from the actual classes because it was all dumb. Like, read this and write your opinion on it. Oh. And just if it's written well, you get a plus. Yeah. You pass. These are like people who seem like they're so distanced from actual school
out of reality
that they're applying all these theories that don't really work in the classroom.
Like, or at least they don't work.
I want you to let's get in like a spiritual hug and just think about things as a class and be involved. When you go into a classroom, you say, sit down and shut up. I'm talking now.
Smack. Smack, smack, smack.
You didn't do your homework? Bell curve, you're at the bottom. No, bell curve, you're at the top. I still don't really know how the bell curve works. I just grade people. You know what? there's just ends up being a lot of kids who don't know what they're doing anyways, so they bell curve themselves.
Practicum's interesting, though. I know you had bad placements. Was it all bad? No,
the music one was okay. The history one was bleh. What were you teaching?
I'm in a grade 3 classroom. I've done language, math, and science lessons.
Is it once a week?
It's twice a week. It's not bad yet. The kids are okay.
Yeah, that was the hard part for me, just like doing lesson plans.
Oh. Well, like, so far I haven't really had to do formal lesson plans. Like, I mean, I'm like, my teacher isn't like, send me your completely filled out lesson plan before you do your lesson. It's kind of like we just kind of talk over what I'm going to do, and then it's like, okay.
So are you like the teacher when you come in?
Or no, not yet.
Is it like, right, Derek now, will take care of this little part here?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, one subject, Derek. One period. My school breaks up into periods. It's weird. In elementary school. Even though they're in the same room all day.
Yeah, I don't like lesson plans.
Lesson planning.
I don't know why the audio is...
What's your style of teaching?
I'm, you know, a social constructivist with a little bit of behaviorist and just a dabble of, you know, cognitivism. Because, you know, I really like Chomsky and Rousseau, but, you know, I want to bring my own spin on it, you know?
Did you have people like that in your classes?
No.
Where, like, put their hand up for every single question and, like, have this response that sounds like they took this course already and, you know? I have a couple people like that. Nothing against them. Power to them for being all...
No, you're the ones the kids are going to hate. You gotta be cool. It's like, yo, kids, let's watch a movie today.
Yo!
You want to learn? PowerPoint! Woo! Look at this! Slide, we're sliding in! Pictures, sounds! That's what I did.
Awesome.
I'm not lecturing. I'm making you do group work every day. You give me the answers.
I want to be a partner in your education.
Yeah. I read a very cool article today. I don't know if you read the Toronto Star... Right on the front page was an article called Bad Teachers. they told us about teachers who like took pictures of the kids and like told them if they didn't do their work they'll be like pedophiles would get to them and stuff.
Oh man.
I think you need to work your way up to that, Derek. Get your name in there.
I need to build my brand.
Yeah.
So I can make it on my own.
What would your thing be?
My thing? My what thing?
What would your thing be to get in the good books?
I don't know. I'll have to think that over. What was your thing?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Your thing was being cool. And like talking to them about Street Fighter at lunch or whatever.
My thing was... when they didn't do anything, I stared at them. And that made them do stuff.
They're like, oh, Mr. Abukir. Oh, sorry. Can't say your name.
Nope. Keep that out.
I didn't say it. I didn't say the whole thing.
Yeah,
I didn't give a pen or something.
Nope.
I wrote down 12 here with my fingernail.
Oh.
Now I'm going to write down 39. Because there are bleeps to make.
Okay. Awesome.
So how's your school?
My school is awesome.
Awesome.
I like going to school now. Well, it's at night. I don't really like going at night.
Oh.
But I don't mind it. It's pretty cool. We get to shoot with film cameras. And they're really annoying to use because you can't see what you're doing. And, yeah.
That's cool.
Get to play with lights. We're going to have a movie night.
So do you think, does any part of you say, like, why didn't I do this? After grade 12.
Yeah. No, I like having a music degree.
Oh, okay.
That just looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you music. Neato.
So what else have you done so far?
We're going to start editing.
Awesome.
That's crazy. Editing with film. Because you literally cut it and tape it back together.
That's cool.
You have to. There's like a viewfinder. and it doesn't, like, you have to manually roll your film through it fast enough so you can see what's going on.
That is really cool. And how long is this program?
I don't know. It's as long as you want it to be. Oh, okay. You can take one course a year if you want.
Sweet.
Sweet. Gonna have lots of... I'm gonna see if I can digitize my films later and put them on the camera thing.
Oh, cool.
We'll finally have more edutainment.
What did you film?
Oh, the first assignment was kind of lame. It was just like... sort of do a documentary essay sort of film, but you can't move the camera. Oh. It's got to be about something that's important in your life. So I chose to film all the road construction that makes me frustrated when I drive everywhere. So I spent like 2 days on Burnhamthorpe just filming. You know, you drive there, right towards the library?
Yes. Yes.
Where they put the pylons across the entire road.
I hear you.
And they just moved it over now. So I spent 2 days just filming in that area and the neighborhoods too.
I hate that.
Like pylons and street signs, cars.
It's like everywhere all the time in construction.
Yeah.
That's something to think about for the election. But anyway, we shouldn't get too local.
Yeah. So that was
the schooling. Adventures in schooling.
I'm gonna make educational films for you to show in your classrooms.
I would like that.
They will be, I don't know.
Depends on what grade I'm teaching, I guess. Okay.
Hey, movies.
Movies?
Movies, games, and stuff.
Did we see any movies?
There's stuff I wanted to see. I didn't get around to it. Probably nothing new compared to
what
we talked about last time. Like, I still kind of want to see Transformers. I still want to see Cowboys and Aliens and basically all of the big summer movies.
Yeah,
that we didn't get to.
Anything upcoming that you want to see?
Yeah, Real Steel next week.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no. Not sure about that one.
It's not fake. It's real steel. No, they don't say that.
They should. Oh man. Games.
Hey. I got something recently. You know that company Sony? They make like the TVs and the DVD players.
Yeah.
They made something called PlayStation 3.
Whoa.
And I bought one. And it's fun.
Awesome. Why don't you tell me what your friend's name? What your account name is?
I don't know. I just set that up today. I don't really like. What am I doing? What are you asking me?
It's like you set up an account name and then we share that so we're friends on PS3.
Oh.
So we can see each other's trophies and send each other messages.
Is that the PlayStation Network account thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just did that today.
Awesome.
Hey, you put me on your, everybody out there, put me on your PlayStation something, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's capital J... capital R.
Oh, I should have guessed.
Underscore. Capital R. Anjan.
Anjan. What games did you get?
I tried to make it Ronjan. Someone took it already.
Oh, man.
I tried to make Can of Nothing. Someone took it already.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Someone took Can of Nothing.
Tried to put JR Ronjan with periods. Can't do that. Can't put spaces either.
That's what games you get.
Oh, I bought the pack. It was supposed to come with Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it, so I got a rain check on that.
Oh.
But then I saw a used copy of Uncharted 1. I got that, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
I'm just really bad at firefights. I don't know how to aim with an analog stick. That's why I don't like Halo and stuff, because I just can't play it with an analog stick. I need a mouse.
Cool. Oh, if you want to borrow anything, take a look at what I got.
Yeah.
PS3 is fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. So when are you going to get a Move?
Never. I don't like Move.
You're going to buy
a Move. We played the Frisbee game.
Oh, we had a Frisbee golf.
That was
our extent of our experience with Move.
Yeah.
And how about Kinect? The one that didn't work.
I've never played that.
We tried it at Best Buy. Where it was out of sync with our heights. So we kind of had to like wave ourselves.
I don't remember that.
I did it anyway. I had to wave myself and then the guy just walked off a ridge. That was Kinect. Any other games? Oh, you got Star Fox, right?
Yeah, you got Star Fox,
right? I got it too, and I haven't had a chance to play it.
What?
I have, like, basically this month, it's been either I get home and I do homework, or I be sick. I, like, lie around and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. So I haven't really had time to play it much.
But you said it was good?
It's awesome. It's so good.
So good. So we'll probably
I'm bad at getting medals, though.
Oh.
Like, really bad.
So we can blow each other up later.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Anything else?
Oh, that Assassin's Creed game I bought for the DS?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped playing that because I got Star Fox. That was a pretty good game.
Oh, okay, good.
Me, Chris, and Jude went for the,
The
Midnight Gears of War release. That was a really weird night. Hey, did you get our gift?
I did. Thank you very much.
Did you get our messages?
I did. I was like, what? Well, first I didn't get the messages. First I just, my dad went to get the paper and he saw the hat there. He's like, what is this? I'm like, I'm not sure. I figured it's you guys, but I didn't know exactly what was the context. I was like, I guess Gears of War launched and it came with a hat or something.
Yeah. It came with a toque. We met Jude at his work at night at like midnight.
Yeah.
But he didn't get off till like 12:30. So then we went to Best Buy. Me and Chris waited in the car because the midnight big release was basically you just walk in and grab your game and pay. That was it.
Oh.
So we waited about 15 minutes for him to get his game. He got the big Epic Edition.
Sweet.
And then we're like, what do we do? What do you guys want to do? And they didn't feel like playing the game for some reason. So I just half jokingly brought up, hey, how about we do an unboxing video? Like, yeah, let's do that. So we did an unboxing video.
Awesome.
And that's you can check that out at viralsugar.com. They have a new YouTube account just for that video. And then we didn't know what else to do, so we went to get some food, and we just kept calling Derek. It was like 1 a.m.
Did you actually knock on my door and ring the doorbell and stuff?
No, we just kept saying, like, hey, how about we go to get some, like, Cold Stone. hey, Derek, we're going to Cold Stone. Just meet us there. We knocked on your door, but nobody answered. I don't know why.
I was wondering. I was like, I figured someone might have woken up if you were there that long, knocking on the door and stuff. But no. Yeah.
And we gave Derek the toque.
Thank you. It's an awesome toque.
Yeah.
I missed the Coach Carter toque. But yeah, this fills the void.
Yeah. I got the t-shirt. Sweet. And yeah, that was the midnight launch.
Gears of War.
Gears of War.
So see, Phil's pretty hardcore. He's a pretty hardcore gamer. He goes for the midnight launches, even though
I didn't buy the game.
He goes there for the shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did we talk about the games we borrowed from the library yet?
No, Green Lantern.
And, those are so bad.
WrestleMania Championship or something. Legends.
Those were... We went to the library to get... to just try random games for free. And they were both really bad.
Well, the wrestling game was okay.
It was
just controlled weird.
It was really... It was just a really flat system. That's all. Yeah. Compared to, like, the N64 ones we used to play.
Yeah.
That were so...
Or even Raw.
Even Raw. Super
Nintendo.
Yeah. This was, like, so basic. Just, like, punch, grapple...
Yeah.
And that's it. It was pretty boring.
And you people could actually throw Andre the Giant. What's up with that?
Yeah. And there was no Macho Man.
No.
Which made us really sad. Because that was the Macho Man cast or whatever. Was it?
The what? The Macho Man what?
No. Was that the podcast where Macho Man died?
No, that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
It was anyway. 58 or something.
And we played Green Lantern for the Wii. Which so was really bad.
So bad.
Which we probably should have guessed, but it was worth a shot.
It felt like something you'd play on Newgrounds.
So yeah, that's video games.
My sister got a Katamari game. I'm really bad at that.
Is it Forever?
Yeah. Katamari
Forever?
The guy keeps telling me my junk ball isn't big enough.
I get that too. My
highest rating was D.
Yeah, apparently it's a little hard to get a good rating in that. You have to be pretty good at it.
Yeah, because you have to make it a big ball, and you have to get, like, good stuff,
certain
too.
Stuff, yeah.
I just get all the tiny junk. candy? Oh, why?
I get dizzy playing that game, too.
I don't get dizzy playing. I'm just really bad. And I've been playing Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
3D?
No. Oh. My sister borrowed it from the library again for the Wii.
Oh.
And I don't really like it that much. It just feels like they didn't really let you play through much of the story.
Oh.
They do like half the story in cutscenes that are really long. And then I don't really know what's going on. I'm just running around collecting things.
Good old pirates. We didn't watch number 4.
No. But now I don't have to because they have the video game version the Lego in one. This game. So I'll just play through that and try to figure out the story.
That is the superior method of storytelling.
Yeah.
Lego video games.
See, I'm probably going to buy the Clone Wars Lego game at some point because it's pretty cheap now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never really watched Clone Wars, but I think I can get caught up by this game.
Yeah.
It covers like 2 seasons of the show.
Sweet. Any other games?
No. You know what I've been watching a lot of?
What?
Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. It's on every day.
Are there new episodes? Is that just old stuff?
No, there's new episodes.
Oh, wow. How are his kids doing and stuff?
Nick has like a comic book and a band.
Wow.
Nick and the Experience or something like that? I don't know. And Sophie's just got a car. She's got a smart car.
Okay.
And Shannon is doing nothing, as usual.
Did they get married?
I don't know. They teased an episode like that. Gene is just working hard.
What does he do now?
He's like, he basically just tries to put Kiss everywhere.
Oh.
Like,
do they still tour and stuff?
They still tour and play shows, but it seems like that's like a side project now. For him, it's just, how do I rebrand Kiss? How can I put Kiss on a car and gloves and things like that?
See, that'll be us someday.
Yeah. How do I put kind of nothing on a exercise bike?
gotta build a brand.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Derek, you been watching anything?
No, I don't. Like I said, this month, especially because I'm sick, I haven't had time for anything really.
The Office is back
with what's his name? Will Ferrell?
No.
Oh.
He got into an accident at the end of last season, so that's how they took him out. You know who's the new manager?
Who?
Andy.
Andy Dick?
Bernard.
Who's that?
Ed Helms.
Ed who?
From The Hangover.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He got his face tattooed in the second one.
I didn't see those movies.
I never saw them either, but you can see the trailers.
Is it the guy with the stuff?
Yeah. Seth Rogen.
I don't know their names.
See, it's just these same guys the with guy someone with from The Office.
There's the guy with the beady eyes and like the kind of curlish blondy hair, right? There's that guy.
Owen Wilson?
No. He has like facial hair and stuff.
Oh, Jack Black?
No, he's blonde hair.
Oh, Michael Cera.
No, isn't he the main guy in The Hangover? Who's the main guy?
Oh, Ed Helms.
Okay. Ed Asner.
Hey, guys. I don't know. Up to.
And 2.5 Men
and Ezra dies. Oh, yeah.
Your favorite show.
Yeah.
With your favorite actor, Ashton Kutcher.
They should re-record the new song, the song again with Ashton Kutcher and the grown-up kid. So it'll just be like,
man. Do you watch that show at all?
Nope.
Came in either, so I don't know.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Something else came back. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, me neither. Shows are done, I guess.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
What's up? Hey, what do you recommend?
Oh. Okay, I recommend, a book called
House of Stairs.
The House of Stairs by Margaret Atwood.
That would be awesome. I would read
that. You know, everyone has to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Or everyone has to finish it. Maybe that was like the peak of her career. That's what won her the Giller Prize, and then it's all downhill from there. I recommend a book called Beatrice and Virgil by Jan Martel.
Is this something you have to read for school?
No, it's actually something I read for fun. And
you read for fun?
Yeah, House of Stairs. You read for fun.
Comic books.
And House of Stairs.
I never read House of Stairs.
Well, you wanted to, and that's as bad as doing it. You're just as implicated.
Oh.
I'm an English major. Don't you music for fun?
No.
What happened?
I'm music for fun.
Exactly.
I recommend me playing Pink Floyd Money solo
from the Old Canada Nothing site. Or is that still on there
somewhere? Hey, I'm better at that solo now.
Awesome. I recommend the photo of Phil playing his clarinet with his in his like suit and stuff. That photo shoot that Richard did.
Oh, nobody's ever seen that.
That was a really good shot.
I should put that somewhere.
You should put that everywhere.
My mom always asked me, like, where are those pictures with your clarinet? You look so nice. Yeah, I'll give it to you. And then we just forget. Like, later, it's on my computer.
And we never got the Generation Asma photos either.
No. Yeah, I should ask for those. We have a video, too.
Oh, yeah.
I should just turn that into a music video.
Yeah.
Using a Generation
Asma song. Here we are in the alley, having fun with all our friends. And in the alley.
That's as far as I got.
What else do you recommend?
Oh,
we're,
yeah.
We're making it. We're dual layer now. What actor do you recommend in Frasier? Who's the best character?
Martin.
Martin. Martin's your favorite.
Yeah. Hey, Frasier. I don't want to do my exercises. Good boy, Eddie.
That's really good. You're like a...
Well, what do you want from me? I never talked to you when you're a kid. Ha ha, Frasier. Why does he talk like that?
Who?
Don't talk like that, Niles.
Niles?
Niles.
That's the way he talks.
You're too snooty.
That's why he's funny. Unless he's like snooty to the extreme.
Yeah, I guess it's funny.
Exactly.
Hey, I recommend.
What else do you recommend?
I recommend. I recommend the camera I've been using at school. It's the Bell and Howell 70.
Yeah.
You know, they used it during the Vietnam War.
Whoa.
And it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
You know, just hand crank it.
Cool. I recommend this really new cool show called The Big Bang Theory. It's really, really funny. You know, really? Has all these nerds in it.
Do they make like references to like The Flash?
Yeah. I love that. It's like, finally there's a show that I can relate to.
Finally there's a show that I actually understand.
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm just, it's beautiful.
Like, do they ever talk about like Xena and like Battlestar?
And they play video games. Can you really believe that?
I heard in the show they have Halo Night.
Yeah.
Like, didn't we used to do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's us. That's totally us.
It is us. And they have guys that look like guys we could know. You know what I mean? It's not like the usual TV show. You know?
I know. And, I mean, for once, I mean, they're like scientists, right?
They're smart.
Smart characters smart. On TV.
I really, yeah.
I mean, Charlie Sheen, Ross Geller. I mean, they weren't smart.
Ross Geller was smart.
Oh, but that's like dumb smart.
That's true.
This is like real world.
This is like show smart. All Rosses.
I know.
So yeah, we like The Big Bang Theory a lot.
Love it.
I've only watched it.
I mean, we have a brown friend. They have a brown friend.
Yeah. I saw it once on an airplane.
Why would they play that on an airplane?
It's one of those new awesome airplanes where everyone has their own screen and you can pick stuff to watch.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, our in-flight show is on The Big Bang Theory.
Season 1. Oh, man.
I don't like that show.
It's okay.
I used to watch it a bit before.
Yeah.
But it was like, I get it now.
I find I get that with a lot of those shows that are kind of like, it's almost like it starts off with like a special concept or whatever. It's like that 70s show or this show or whatever. It's like, okay, I get it.
Well, that 70s show did all right. I like that one.
I don't know. I still got sick of it after like the first season.
Cause I didn't feel like that 70s show was all like, hey guys, it's the 70s. Look how 70s it is.
That's true. I'm not saying they didn't do it well. I'm just saying, I don't know. Once the novelty wore off for me, it wasn't enough to keep me coming.
But I feel like they did that kind of thing with that 80s show a lot. Like, hey guys, parachute pants. Let's have a whole episode about parachute pants. I like the Star Wars episode. I like that they actually referenced that and they made an episode out of like one guy is just obsessed with Star Wars.
You're like the 80s show expert. I don't think I even watched it.
I saw like one or two episodes.
That's all there was.
It was really bad.
You know the whole series.
Do you remember in that 70s show towards the end of it they replaced Eric with some other guy?
No, I stopped following it after whatever.
It was like Topher Grace wanted to leave the show. So they brought in some other guy who was like, he wasn't supposed to be Eric, but they kind of made him into Eric. And there was, I don't know, he was like an exchange student or something. Oh, who was living with them.
That's weird. Were his parents still in the show?
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say happened to him?
I don't remember. He lived there and he was like some guy that they were housing for a while.
Oh, okay.
Or he was an old family friend or something. I don't know.
That's weird. I don't like it when they do those switcheroos.
Yeah, like Ashton Kutcher in this show.
Yeah, this show. And 8 Simple Rules.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have switched him. Like,
why did they kill him?
Oh, too soon, Phil.
Too soon. Wasn't there another show where someone died?
Yeah, there was. News Radio.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the best of Phil Hartman on SNL.
He had a cool voice.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him at first because he was playing Frank Sinatra. I was like, man, this guy should be on The Simpsons. He's like has that voice that other guy has. And then it's like the best of Phil Hartman. Oh, that's Phil Hartman.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was pretty old because Eugene Levy was still there.
Oh man,
no, not Eugene Levy. That was a really long time ago. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. John Lovitz.
Yeah, I think John Lovitz was still there. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if people on SNL now are going to be famous later.
Well, Jimmy Fallon.
Well, he left a long time ago.
Will Ferrell.
He left a long time ago, too. I'm talking about now.
Amy Poehler.
Oh.
She was in Bridesmaids.
Wasn't she? Bridesmaids, you mean?
Bridesmaids.
I don't think that's
I don't know who's on the show.
Maybe that's telling.
Andy Samberg.
Oh.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Have fun. Look at me. I'm standing on a boat. I like their albums.
I know, yeah. Phil's not making fun of them.
Yeah. I think that was a good song. That's the song that got me into it. No, it wasn't actually. It was the Chronicles of Narnia one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Anyway.
That was a long time ago.
Hey. Guess what we have?
What?
Can emails.
Wow.
Can emails. I'm going to read it.
All okay, right. Careful not to shake the laptop or it might die. Oh,
okay.
Who's the email?
Maybe we should just switch spots.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember who it's from.
Is it from someone we know, though?
No.
Oh.
Wait, yes. Can you hear that from behind? No.
I think they, whatever.
Well, okay.
Today I went to, for school, I went to, like, this outdoor education thing. I went to, like, this natural sanctuary.
Whatever. Did they show you like where Auschwitz happened?
Yeah. And like the whole time, like I'm sick, right? I had this like wad of phlegm stuck in my throat. Like, oh man, I want to spit this out. But like, we're in the middle of the forest and stuff. And these people are like, yo, take care of nature. And so like, I don't want to be like, brah, spit out my gonk on the grass.
Do you remember there was a field trip a long time ago in elementary school? This guy was talking to us and he's like, please don't spit on the ground. When you spit on the ground, you spit on yourself.
I don't remember that specifically, but I remember something like that. Yeah, I remember Mark used to spit all the time.
Yeah.
Why was spitting cool?
Because Kurt Cobain did it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because baseball players do it.
Oh, okay. And baseball is the thing the kids are into these days.
Yeah. That's why they all got into steroids.
Well, they like the Jays now because of Jose Bautista.
Sure. I don't know who that is.
He's their new star. Remember when you were into baseball for like 1 week? That was cool.
I liked baseball for a long time. When I was a kid, I went to a lot of games.
No, I mean recently.
Oh. You're
like, oh, I started like watching baseball again. And then like, next time I talk to you, like, no, I'm not watching it anymore.
What's wrong with Hotmail? Load.
Are other pages loading?
No, I signed out of yours.
Oh, so it is.
It loaded yours when I opened up Hotmail, but now it won't take me back.
That's why you should use Gmail, or at least Yahoo Mail, or Bing Mail.
What?
Bing Mail.
What?
That's Microsoft's search engine, Bing.
Like Chandler Bing?
Yeah, it's probably named after Chandler Bing.
Hey, TubeTape.com, 15% off store-wide fall savings this weekend only. Nice.
Is that TubeTop?
TubeTape.
Oh.
Where we got our green screen.
Oh.
TubeTop.com. Hey, you gonna buy Lion King on Blu-ray?
Oh.
I am.
You gonna watch it in 3D?
No.
I'll buy it on Blu-ray.
This email comes from Sam Hellboy.
Sam Hellboy! Did we say this Ken email song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Myers.
Myers?
And Hellboy.
Who's... Oh, wait, which...
The CIA agent who came by and joined them.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, like, hitting on Liz.
And then, oh, yeah!
And he got mad.
I still think Niles should have been in that one.
No, Niles was in that one.
No, I mean, Niles was in the second one.
But he felt like it was all Doug's performance. So he's being nice. He didn't take a credit either.
Well, he could have done that again.
Hey, did you hear Guillermo del Toro showed up at Fan Expo on Sunday?
Oh, really?
I didn't even know. He was promoting something in one of the horror booths.
Oh, cool.
I just saw pictures when I was reading some review of Fan Expo, and they're like, surprise, Guillermo del Toro. Aw, man. Alright. From Sam Hellboy.
Hey.
This actually came late last month.
Oh.
So sorry we're getting it so late. Hey, it's the 30th. We're doing same day release. Record and release.
Woo.
Alright.
No time to check levels.
Nope.
On it goes.
You just gotta take out those bleep thingies.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam says, in middle school during 8th grade, I went to school with my sister and my two closest friends who I consider my brother and sister. Each morning we would be dropped off at their house to wait to go to school, and every morning we would watch your Power Ranger cartoon or your subcultured episodes. I'm not kidding when I say we probably watched your stuff every morning before school and every evening after school. We even quote your stuff and do our best impressions of Charlie, Keith, Batman, and Beast. We still quote your stuff. My older sister, quote, is in college now. I'm a senior, and my brother, in quotes, and sister are juniors. And still, whenever you release something new, we rush to the computer and get ready to laugh so hard our rib cages break. But it's a fun kind of rib cage breaking. I'd just love to say that lots of our humor is similar to yours, and we build off of your randomness. It's not random. Sorry.
It's very planned.
We think very hard about these things. It's been so long, I almost feel like I know you guys. Derek, this is getting kind of stalkerish.
No, keep going. Love Shogeki.
I've been getting your latest podcasts and listen to them when I need something to cheer up my day. I'm saving up to buy a t-shirt and maybe even send you guys some stuff. Derek, awesome. I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's okay.
I'm so sad low-budget Star Wars is finished. Oh. I know you guys said you don't plan on doing anything new with it, so I won't whine to you about that. Have you guys thought about doing low-budget Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or something with other toys? Just wondering.
We've thought about it.
Yeah. We don't really have toys.
but it, you never know.
Anyways, thank you for an amazing set of years and brightening up the day when we would have to drag ourselves to the prison known as school. See, Derek, you don't want to be a prison keeper. That's why I got out of that. Thank you for the laughs and having witty, clean humor that many people seem to lack nowadays. Is it clean?
Most of the time, you know, in a relative sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being awesome, and thank you for continuing to do what you do best, make people laugh. Now whenever I see a muffin, my sister and I quote your breakfast video for at least 2 hours, along with your other stuff. Love you guys, and honored to be your loyal minion. I'll be trying to send in an occasional email to bother you. Wait, what happened to Sam? It says Kaylin and Eowyn.
What?
It says their names are Kaylin and Eowyn.
Cool.
From, like, Lord of the Rings?
Cool. Well, thanks. That was a really nice email.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad we could, yeah.
Glad we're so awesome.
That's one way to put it.
We're so smart. We come up with a lot of funny, awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Like, like Batman episode 2.
I have a question for you. How often do you quote of Beast and Man?
Me?
No, the person who sent the email.
I quote it all the time.
Yeah.
Every time I can't find something,
no, not Beauty and the Beast. I said of Beast and Man.
Oh, what did he say here?
He said Beauty and the Beast. I'm wondering how much he quotes of Beast and Man.
Oh.
Anyway, my
Star Wars marathon tonight.
Thank you. That was a very nice email. Thank you.
Now sit down and shut up
from your educators.
You should bring this to your classrooms and blow it up really big. So if you ever have a kid who's like, you suck, you say, no, I don't. These two people think I'm awesome.
That's funny.
Hey, you should get one of those. I don't know if you ever knew this, but Mr. Carroll in high school had a sign that said, make an effort, not an excuse. So whenever people made an excuse, you just point to that sign. He never has to say anything. That'll save you a lot of energy.
I'll do that. I'm all about saving energy. I'm so green.
Should have done that.
Phil will just have a sign that says, shut up.
Just sit point down. To
it every time. Sit down, shut up.
I should just have a sign for everything. Open books. Turn to this page.
Kids go, I think my teacher is a mute. It's very interesting. I want to interview him and learn about his experience.
No. Do you have any, like, really weird kids?
Weird in what sense?
Like, they just stand out. They're just wacky.
Yes, I do.
All right. Hey, that's been the podcast.
Hey, Gladys, thanks for listening and hanging around.
Hey, we'll see you in the funny books.
No. What are the funny books?
I don't know.
Don't you usually say funny pages?
Funny pages. See you? That's the joke.
Oh, I get it. Feels so subversive.
See how much we think about these things?
Excellent.
It's like my peanut joke.
Oh, I remember.
I'm salty.
That was a good one.
Come and take a trip on my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination Moon.